Joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean. He's got an update on what's happening on Beacon Hill. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Mike, the state legislature has less than a month to go before they break for the year. And anyone watching Beacon Hill is waiting for a number of policy debates to begin. So tell us, what can we expect to come out of the House and Senate next month?
Well, the last day of session is November 15th. They break for the rest of the year. They go on their holiday break back to their districts. So that means there's about 3.5 weeks left. That's only 18 business days, including today. And so when it comes down to it, it's really only about 5 days of full debate in the chambers to get legislation out the door in their formals. That actually doesn't really matter when you look at it that much, because what really is important is this is the crunch time for leadership. You know, the handful of top Democrats on either side to work out what's going to pass and then kind of send those instructions down to the members.
Now, we've talked before, you and I, about possible changes to the criminal justice system and the folks who really want to see some changes made. Has anything happened on that front?
Well, the Senate had their plan all laid out this week, and it's a huge overhaul of the sentencing system based around basically keeping nonviolent people out of jail. And that includes eliminating most mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent drug offenders. The Senate actually refined their version of the bill just this week when it went through the Ways and Means Committee, and they moderated it a little bit. They limited the window for one of the dicier bits of this bill, which is consensual sexual relationships with teenagers. That's something that Governor Baker was concerned about, and probably some more conservative votes in the House as well. So this new Senate version has a little bit different language about how old partners can be in a relationship like that. The House has not released their bill yet, but House Judiciary Chair Claire Cronin, she told me Wednesday that she's had over 100 individual sit-down meetings with members to kind of concoct a consensus bill that the House will hopefully pass in this small window of 3.5 weeks they have left.
And we know this, they don't always agree on policy matters on a number of fronts, right?
Right. The House and Senate don't get along all that often. Sometimes that flares up between the chambers. That's definitely happening now. You can call it some Democrat on Democrat conflict in the building here. And yeah, they're at it again. What should have been a pretty routine supplemental budget bill that passed this week or has been up for debate, it's been bogged down by a bit more of that tit for tat between the budget committees on the House and Senate sides. One thing that was important that happened this week, there was, you can call it a shot across the bow from the new House budget chair, Jeffrey Sanchez. He tweeted out a news story that basically chastised the Senate for stalling on that budget bill since it contains money for youth violence prevention. And he made kind of a juxtaposition that at the same week that the Senate rolled out their big criminal justice reform effort and did a lot of what Sanchez called podium pounding, they also were holding up a bill with this youth violence prevention money. And so it's getting somewhat tense between the chambers on the budget front, but I think perhaps the criminal justice effort might go a little bit smoother.
So it looks like it'll be a busy month ahead, and it will be interesting to see what gets done, Mike.
Absolutely. We've got a few weeks left, and I will let you know.
We will be talking to you. That is WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean. Mike, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.